The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Dallas, Texas. We are at a pregame meeting of Team Canada at the very moment as we are taking a look at Sidney Crosby and Macklin Celebrini having a little chat and a little scouting report going on. Is that Will Smith over there too?
Will Smith and Chris Letang. That's four pretty darn good hockey players. Pittsburgh's in town. They've got the day off because they play Dallas tomorrow. And so Sid and Chris, I just talked to them. They're going Christmas shopping. And Will and Macklin walk in. I mean, that's, you want to talk about then and now. But even now, Letang and Crosby are still Letang and Crosby. And then those two young guys, it's amazing the relationship. Like Sid has already with Macklin. And Will, because Will and Macklin trained with Sid and McKinnon in this summer. It's awesome. I just got a big smile on my face watching these four guys just talk.
I'm just kind of in awe by the whole thing, because here we are in a hotel in Dallas, and everybody's here. It sort of reminds me, in a way, of what we just went through at the Hockey Hall of Fame at the hotel where everybody was. They had the pictures of the Hall of Famers up there. And the congregations from the very early morning in the locker room to the very end was just so special. You see all these great players of all time, and then you go to the Hall of Fame. And I'm looking at a couple of guys up here that are probably going to be going.
Yep, probably going to be going. And maybe as we, you know, if we can be so bold as to predict the future and look at the two guys from the Sharks, my goodness me, think of the possibilities.
But there's a lot to be done before that can happen, and there's a lot to be done in this season before we can start planning the playoff games and the parade route.
Yep.
The San Jose Sharks are coming off a very disappointing loss to the Washington Capitals, a great hockey team. Some structural things did not go right for the Sharks in that game, to say the least. And they want to have a bounce back. And, in fact, the two guys we're looking at, Smith and Celebrini, were not a factor in the game against the Capitals, and they want to be a factor every single game. So what's the process that individual players go through? And I know it's different for each guy to a degree, but what's the basic process mentally you go through to get over and flush out that bad experience and have a better one?
You go back to, you just stick to your routine. You've seen it as well as I have. These guys all have a routine and how they get ready for the game. You stick to your routine, but you have to understand and learn those lessons from, okay, why weren't we a factor? Ryan Warsawski brought up the word compete. So I look at it and go, okay, what is, because coaches will throw those terms out, but there's certainly generalities. Specifically, what's he talking about? And the biggest thing that I think he's talking about is just getting going, getting involved, going through guys, getting your feet going. When Washington would be throwing that rim pass away from pressure, it doesn't matter if you've got me. It doesn't matter if you've got your man. You got to go. You got to go in and get involved in that. It's going to pucks quickly. It's getting through men quickly. It's getting to the front of net quickly. It's getting and making sure you win the battle and get on the defensive side in your zone. It's basically just working your ass off away from the puck and with the puck to make sure you come out on top. It's basically just you and I are going to go at it in the corner, and whoever comes out is going to be the guy who's competing harder. That's it.
One of the other lessons for me is, you can't just say, oh, Askey will save us.
Right.
Because he didn't do that. And he's going to be in net tonight against maybe as good or maybe even a better team in Washington in some respects. This team, Dallas, is number one in the NHL in power play. Wyatt Johnston's got 12 power play goals. He leads the NHL in that department. And they've gone through all kinds of injuries, and yet they keep winning. And the reason why they're doing it is because they're not making Ottinger save their butt. So, to me, I thought that was a big part of this last game. I think they thought maybe that Askey would save their bacon. And he's only one guy, and you can't leave Alex Ovechkin wide open in front of the net.
And that's exactly right, is that they've had this win one, lose one for the last eight games. So they've got to start, as Ryan Warsawski will always talk about, stacking games on top of each other, good performances. And they haven't been able to continue with that C-word, consistency. And the one guy who has been, well, there's two guys, ultra-consistent, are Yaroslav Askarov and Alex Nedeljkovic. But too much work. Constant dropping wears the stone, you know? So you can't keep having to rely on those guys. The easiest thing for your goaltender to give him the help is play in their end. It's to check. It is to make sure there isn't, as you said, Alex Ovechkin standing in front, Ryan Leonard standing in front, and then on a shorthanded breakaway to have a guy all by himself point blank. Those types of things, and that's the work ethic. That's the compete. That's the getting your feet moving. So, yeah, you have that comfortability that Yaroslav's back there, Alex is back there. They're doing a great job. We know that they give us a chance to win, but not when you don't give them any help.
It's a big road trip. Sharks start out with this team, Dallas. Great hockey team. Like Washington, they're even strength, 5-on-5 play. I think they're plus 28, something like that, a 5-on-5. That's a scary thought when you think about it because their power play is so good. So to quote our friend Zach in Toronto, stay out of the penalty box. They have to stay out of the penalty box. But they also, I think, an important factor is if they are moving their feet, they're going to draw penalties and go on the power play. And that'll give them chances, and that'll be the opportunity for somebody like John Klingberg, for instance, a former Dallas Star who'll be very comfortable in this building, to make a contribution to a Sharks victory. I'm also looking forward, by the way, on that topic for Ty Dellandrea, too. He and Jake Oettinger are best friends.
Yeah.
They're best buddies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was talking to Oettinger this morning, and he says he's really looking forward to playing. I went over and said to Ty, I just talked to your buddy, and he said, is he in? I go, yeah, he's in. And he goes, I can't wait now. Remember last year, he scored his first Sharks goal against the Stars and then didn't have one for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that we get a little Klingberg-Dellandrea-itis here tonight.
Absolutely.
And they get the trip off to a start. Because look at it. After this game, you've got Carolina. Philadelphia's playing great. Then you got to go to Toronto. There will be another crisis by the time we get there. And then after the crisis, then we get to see Sid and the Pittsburgh Penguins at the end.
Yeah.
By the way, how about that scheduling?
Yeah, that makes total sense. I don't know if you've, you know, you've been in the league a little bit longer than me, you know, consistently. And obviously everybody wants to go from Philadelphia to Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and then back to Pennsylvania and finish off a road trip. That makes total sense.
Well, obviously the border people are Sidney Crosby fans, and so that's what's part of it.
Exactly. So it is a funny little road trip, but you're right. Getting off to a start on this road trip against a all these teams are tough. Okay, again, I was just talking to Sidney Crosby, and he just said, it's so crazy how close things are now, how two wins can get you back into maybe second place in the division, two wins in a row. He said, all teams are playing so close and they're so good. He said that you can't lose three in a row. You can't lose sometimes two in a row.
What's really interesting is this is sort of a modern-day look at what the old six-team league must have been like.
Yeah.
Because even if you were in the basement of the old six-team league, you were never really that far out. And I feel like that the competitive parity is making hockey more exciting than ever before.
Yeah, the competitive balance in this league is tremendous. It really is. Yes, you can rise up quickly with wins, but you can sure drop out quickly with losses.
Well, the last loss in regulation that Dallas had was to the New York Islanders in this building. And by the way, speaking of the Islanders, how about them beating Colorado with Patrick Roy, the former Avalanche Stanley Cup winner, behind the bench? That had to feel pretty good for him, don't you think?
No kidding. Yeah, there's a little bit of debate on a goal that wasn't allowed, where there was goalie interference, and Jared Bednar came out after and said that goalie interference is a joke. But anyway, every team goes on a long winning streak. Okay, we talked about before. They lost to Minnesota Wild after they played us, and then they've lost now to the Islanders. So they're going to try to get their mojo going in the right direction too.
Well, tonight we're going to be on the air at 4:30 Pacific time with our Sharks warm-up show. Alex Stalock will be with me for this portion of the road trip. And we've got Ryan Reeves out. We've got Nick Leddy in. We've got Vinny Iorio out. We've got Jeff Skinner back in the lineup.
Right.
I think they've really missed him.
Yeah, because he's got great hands around the net, gives you some scoring depth, gives you that veteran play, and the guy plays hard. So, yeah, they have missed him.
Make sure you tune in for all of that. Until then, that's it for our hotel version of the Morning Skate Show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.